Good evening, brothers and sisters in Christ. Today we live in an increasingly troubled, polarized, and uncertain world. We see geopolitical tensions, economic rivalries, wars and conflicts, extreme weather patterns, natural disasters, lawlessness, unprepared deaths, and just very recently we have the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. But there's one truth that we as believers can take heart. And it is the verse that is found in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, that says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Despite the turbulence and the uncertainties that surround us, Jesus is the one unchanging anchor who holds our lives together. And so I thought for our devotion tonight, I would like to consider with you this verse from the Old Testament book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 28 and verse 16. And the verse reads, Therefore thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I lay in Zion or Jerusalem for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Now the prophet Isaiah prophesies during a time when the people of Judah face much turmoil and uncertainty due to the rising threat of Assyria. And Judah sought security in military alliances, especially with Egypt and also in false gods. And so Isaiah's message is a call for the people to return to God, the only true source of security and salvation. And if you look at verse 16 begins with a declaration from the Lord God of a foundation for those who trust in Him or who believe in Him, a stone, specifically a cornerstone. Now, in ancient architecture, the cornerstone was the principal stone placed at the corner of a building. And the thing about a cornerstone is that it is the starting point, the foundation, the thing that everything else rests on it. It provides the lines and also the pattern for all the rest of the construction. And so if laid properly, the weight of the building is evenly distributed and the structure will be sound. But if the cornerstone is flawed, then the whole building will be compromised. And therefore, the image of a cornerstone signifies a firm and unshakable foundation. Now, this cornerstone in Zion is not a mere object. It is not a stone, but really a person. And we know this because the New Testament identifies Jesus as the cornerstone, referenced in Isaiah chapter 28, verse 16. Now, the Apostle Peter, writing to the Christians who were dispersed and who were persecuted for their faith, he said in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 5 and 6, Ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ or through Jesus Christ. Wherefore, also it is contained in the scripture. In other words, it is said in the Old Testament scripture, and this is a quotation taken from Isaiah 28, verse 16. Behold, I lay in Zion, a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. And so the Apostle Peter affirms that Jesus is the cornerstone of our faith, fulfilling Isaiah's prophecy here in Isaiah 28, verse 16. And so I thought I will explore the significance of this cornerstone based on this verse in Isaiah 26, verse 16, and what it meant for our lives today. And I think we can draw three lessons. First of all, from Isaiah 28, verse 16, this stone is described as a tried stone or a tested stone, indicating that it has been tested and proven reliable. And so this is not just any cornerstone. It is a cornerstone that has been tested and found worthy. And our Lord was tested by Satan in the wilderness. He was rejected by his own people and ultimately endured the agony of the cross. And so our Lord was tried, was tested, and was proven to be the victorious Son of God in all things, showing his worthiness to be our foundation and proving himself to be the perfect and reliable cornerstone for our faith. And therefore, as followers of Christ, we can have the assurance and we can find strength in knowing that our foundation is tested and proven. We all face trials and testing. And so as we run our Christian race here on earth, let us remember the exhortation by the writer to the Hebrews to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And so, you know, we can and we must always look unto Jesus and stay focused and not be distracted amidst the uncertainties, the changes, the ups and downs, the twists and turns, the unpredictable things that happen in life. And what better foundation do we have than Jesus? None, honestly, because he is the stone that has gone through everything and therefore knows what we are going through. And so we are reminded again by the writer to the Hebrews, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And that is the reason why we must pray and why we must gather together as a people, as a church, to pray for daily mercies and to ask for grace to help in our times of need. And many of us, many of our brethren are in need. And as our cornerstone, Jesus guides our path and aligning our lives with God's will and purpose. Now, secondly, Jesus is also described in Isaiah 28, verse 16, as a precious cornerstone, emphasizing his incomparable value. Now, Peter again, in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4, refers to Jesus as a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Just as a cornerstone was often a prized, well-crafted stone, Jesus is of infinite value, worth more than anything that this world can offer. To those who disbelieve, Jesus, in fact, is a stumbling stone. But to those who believe, there is nothing and no one more valuable or precious than him in our lives. You know, the Apostle Peter, he loves the word precious. In fact, in his two epistles, he uses the word precious 7 times. And he designates 5 different things relating to the Christian and God as precious. For example, in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7, in describing our faith, he says, our precious faith, that the trial of our faith being more precious than of gold that perishes. And then he reminds us in chapter 1, verses 18 and 19, that we are redeemed with the precious blood of Christ, without spot or blemish. And then, of course, we read earlier from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 6, that Jesus is the precious cornerstone. And then in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 7, because Christ is the precious cornerstone, then Christ himself is precious. And finally, in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, Peter describes the exceeding great and precious promises that are given to us as children of God. And so in more ways than one, Jesus is truly a precious cornerstone to those who believe in him and those who follow him. And no matter the storms that come, we can trust in his saving grace. And what is more precious, whatever you may be going through, whether it is a sickness or whether it's some distress or some tribulations, always remember that your salvation is secure in Christ. You remember the incident in John chapter 6. There was a time where many of so-called disciples of Christ went back and walked no more with the Lord. Then Jesus said unto the 12 disciples, "Will you also go away?" Then Simon Peter answered the Lord, and he said, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus is that precious cornerstone of God's entire plan of redemption. And in him alone, we find our salvation and our hope. And therefore, it means that we must learn to prioritize our relationship with him, and that we should live in a way that honors him. And so let us live confidently in full assurance of that blessed hope we have, because Jesus is our precious cornerstone. Now, thirdly, Isaiah 28 verse 16 tells us that Jesus is that sure foundation. The foundation laid by God is sure because it is unshakable and is eternal. Jesus is the foundation of our faith, the one who holds everything together. You remember Jesus relates that parable in Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 27, the parable of the wise and also the foolish builders, on the house built on rock, on Christ, versus the one built without a foundation, on sand. In fact, I think it might be that Jesus had Isaiah 26 verse 16 in mind when he spoke those words in Matthew chapter 7. Unlike the shifting sands of worldly values and beliefs, the foundation laid in Christ is unshakable and it is eternal. And it is a sure foundation that we can rely and that we can depend on in every season of life, whether you are young or old. And when we build our lives on this foundation, we have the assurance and security, no matter the circumstance we face. But without him, our lives would easily crumble. And building our lives on this sure foundation means that we must learn to align our thoughts, our actions, our decisions with God's word. That God's word is sufficient and it is authoritative for our lives. And so we must not be defined or shaped by the world's standards and opinions, but we must be transformed by our relationship with Christ, our cornerstone. And this transformed life will enable us to withstand the storms of life. And so tonight we have to ask ourselves, is our life or is your life built on the sure foundation of Christ? Have you ever felt like the ground is shifting beneath your feet because you have been building on shaky ground, like the things that you thought were so stable and secure, perhaps, you know, your education, your wealth, or your career, and they are starting to crumble? Let us make our relationship with Jesus the foundation of every aspect of our lives, whether it's our work, our studies, our decision, our values, our relationships. Don't be like the foolish man. Rather, build your life on the sure foundation, on Christ. And Isaiah 28 verse 16 reminds us of the outcome if Jesus is our precious cornerstone. Isaiah 28 verse 16 says, "He that believeth shall not make haste." Those who rely on this cornerstone shall not make haste. In other words, shall not be shaken with panic. And in the words of the Apostle Peter, shall not be confounded, shall not be ashamed. And it is a guarantee that whoever would rely on him will never be filled with panic, because Jesus, our precious cornerstone, is faithful and he's in control of every circumstance. And it is also a reminder that genuine faith in Christ must be marked by a patient and steadfast reliance on God's timing, on God's purpose, on God's plan, rather than succumbing to the pressure of haste or fear. And so in our uncertain and ever-changing world, it's so easy for us to be overwhelmed by anxiety and also fear. Yet when our lives are anchored in Jesus, we can overcome these fears. Are there areas of your life where you need to rely more on Jesus as your cornerstone? Sometimes we are tempted to rush or to take matters into our own hands. But this verse reminds us to rest in God's provision and also to wait for his timing. And when we trust in God's perfect timing and plan, we experience the peace that surpasseth all understanding. And therefore, Philippians chapter 4 reminds us not to be anxious, but that we may learn to present our requests to God and to rest in the peace that comes from being anchored in him. And so as we reflect on this verse, let us reaffirm our commitment to Jesus, our precious cornerstone. And as we build our lives on him, we can face any trial with confidence, knowing that our cornerstone is tested, is precious, and it is also unshakable. Let us look to God in prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have laid a sure foundation in Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, that we may learn to build our lives on him and to trust in his strength and also his eternal love for us. Grant us the patience and also the peace to wait upon your purpose, your plan, and also your timing. And help us, Lord, that we will always honor Jesus as our precious cornerstone in all that we do. We ask and pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.